The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a
welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, the host, here on March 26th, 2018. Monday, I'm up in North Dakota. You're listening on the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is based in Austin, Texas. And if you call in the show tonight, you'll be talking to one of the fine engineers there at the bricks and mortar facility of the Republic Broadcasting Network. And that's a mighty fine thing, folks, that we've got a bricks and mortar radio network in the Patriot cause. This is a rare bird, and you need to keep it flying. So you can do that with your contributions at republicbroadcasting.org. Tonight, well, never a dull day in the Trump era here at the Trump Phenomenon. So we'll try to get you more update on what's occurred since we last met yesterday on Sunday. And I'll also continue my discussion of an upcoming event. Bricks and mortar buildings are nice. Networks are nice. Actual physical get-togethers in a bricks and mortar building are a nice thing to have, too. And we've got one coming up, sponsored by the American Freedom Party and the Council of Conservative Citizens, scheduled to take place June 15, 16, and 17, just west of Nashville, Tennessee, at Montgomery Bell State Park. And I'm going to invite you, if we get a chance, I'll try to remind you during the show, to take a look at our website, the American Freedom Party website, which is, it's a long URL, but easy to remember, theamericanfreedomparty.us. And it's a pretty darn good website, if I say so myself. Take a look at the website. You might be interested in joining the American Freedom Party. It's only $25 for a year membership. But no need to do that to enjoy the upcoming event, which is simply a Patriot event in June. And you'll see a button at the upper right for the event. That will take you to a page where you can do such things as reserve a room at the State Park Inn, which is at the very building, the very location out in the woods, beautiful woods against a beautiful creek, river, runs through there in Tennessee. Room rates very low. The banquet, a bargain. The event tickets, about half the price of what they should be, at $125. And I'll be there, and I hope a bunch of you will be there, and we can have a great time. The feature, of course, the feature of such an event is the people that are there themselves. That's you. But the speakers, not bad. It's it's pitched in an academic direction when you look at the speaker list, although there won't be anything academic, really, in atmosphere about it. Dr. Kevin MacDonald is not a stuffed shirt, doesn't seem academic. He's one of the most distinguished psychologists in the country, or professors of psychology, rather. He's not a psychologist, a professor of psychology. And he has a particular focus on evolutionary psychology, which includes how we became who we are in our thinking, both our the bright spots of our thinking and the gaps where we don't seem to be very smart in how we're conducting ourselves. He's one of the world's best experts on that subject. Dr. Adrian Krieg, dozens of books that he's written. Dr. Virginia Abernethy, all these folks, book authors. Dr. Virginia Abernethy, Professor Emerita at Vanderbilt University, right there in Nashville. And William Daniel Johnson, Esquire, the chairman of the American Freedom Party, he'll be there. Earl Holt, the head of the Council of Conservative Citizens, he'll be among the people that you get a chance to meet. James Edwards, of both the CMCC and the American Freedom Party, he's a director of both. They'll all be there. So take a look at that page, and I'll try to talk a little bit more about it. Well, if we go to the, in our last show on Sunday, I gave you my take on the bizarre happenings of Thursday and Friday, where the Senate and the House passed a ridiculous omnibus spending bill. Donald Trump signed it on Friday. And my explanation of that signing, I am not throwing Donald Trump under the bus or getting off the Trump train or whatever metaphor, grounding the Trump Air Force or peeling off from our wingman position. After listening to all the broadcasts of the major broadcasters, Hannity and Carlson and Savage and Limbaugh and a bunch of others, my conclusion was twofold. Number one, the president got rolled. And number two, that that he made a mistake. Now, there's still the possibility here that there's a very interesting, complicated move coming up from the president. But based on those two things, and what was the mistake? I must specify the mistake. The mistake was he didn't engage in his usual standard business practice of check with everybody that counts, check with everybody that's important in making a decision before you make the decision. As Ross Perot used to say, I like to measure twice and cut once. So unless there was something else at work that in fact did involve a lot of measuring, in this case, it's as if nobody measured at all and then cut. But the further explication of all of that is that the damage done by this particular bill is not earth-shattering. It's the same bill we've seen passed by Senate and House for all of our lives, the same sort of has been present in every Congress any of us have ever seen. So nothing new there. So that's a disappointment that we didn't see the new thing, which is a much better budget passed. We'd have to wait for the next one to see that happen. But it's not as if some cataclysmic event befell the United States. Furthermore, the things that are bad about this budget, numerous among them can be fixed. So that's the real, and then the point I made on Sunday, the real hazard to us. What's the danger here? What is worth getting excited about? Well, what's worth getting excited about is allowing our team to disintegrate. And the folks who would like that to happen will just use Schumer and Pelosi as the mascots for that team. They would like to demoralize us. Speaking of demoralizing, we can't let that happen. And they would like to see the team fall apart. They know that if they're not up against a team, they're going to win. And we should know that if we are not a team, we're going to lose. So if they can splinter or demoralize the Trump team, they win. It's as simple as that. And there's not some other team that we can join. There's not some, you know, bring a new team. Bring them out from the locker room. Our B team. No, we don't have a B team. We don't have a junior varsity team. We don't have anybody put on the field other than the team we've got, the team we elected. It's the only Patriot team we've got. So, of paramount importance, keep the team together and don't have a heart attack over what, if it turns out to be this way, would be Donald Trump's biggest mistake, biggest error of his new presidency. Now, speaking of demoralizing us, what has been the attack all weekend on into the day, nonstop, especially on CNN, the Shahol Network, as Sean Hannity so eloquently terms it? Well, the Shahol Network has also become the soft porno network. With endless, it's the sex network. And Sean Hannity took a very good counter-punching approach, which is, all right, you want to talk about sex? Let's talk about sex. You brought it up. We didn't want to devote our shows to discussion of people's sex lives, but that's where you're going, so that's where we're going. And here's the contrast to be made. Donald Trump's a normal sex life. Consensual sex, when and if it ever occurred, no one's alleging anything other than consensual sex. That's a very different creature from forced sex, from rape, from exposing oneself. Very different thing. And of course, the actual, you know, from these various people probably being paid ungodly sums of money, like this Stormy Daniels. Who knows how much money has been slipped to her, tucked into her G-string. Lots and lots and lots of money from people like the Soros-type people of the world. The funding to a Stormy Daniels to try to trash Donald Trump is put zeros on it as you want. We're not talking thousands anymore. We're talking millions, for sure. So what can you buy for millions of dollars? What can you get people like Stormy Daniels to say for something with six zeros on the end of it? Probably anything. Can you get them to cry, to choke up, to, you know, as I say, to lie? Of course. Well, here's the great counterpunch from Sean Hannity. Okay, let's talk about sex. Let's talk about your Democrat heroes. Let's talk about the man you elevated to the presidency twice, the husband of your hero Hillary, your candidate Hillary, who opposed our man. Let's talk about their sex life, Mr. Clinton, rape artist. And so Hannity is talking about there's even a new case, someone who was forced down, raped by Clinton, a reporter And then Hannity, Hannity goes where I'm not going to go right now, not in this show, not this show. Maybe I'll join him later. But this is necessary. If CNN's going to get graphic, well, let's get graphic. And CNN's, well, yeah, get graphic. So give the details as reported by these rape victims of Bill Clinton, these exposure victims of Bill Clinton, who apparently numberless. Let's get to details and let's trade punch for punch. The big difference, folks, being the Clinton cases are documented and proved. The Trump allegations are not. But even if all ultimately were to be verified, the really important difference is this. Normal, legal, adult sex versus sex crimes. A lot of difference there, folks. It's a difference between you getting a paycheck, making a paycheck, and a thief stealing your car. They both got an income, but they're not the same thing. So that's the way to punch. That's the way to hit back. That's the Trump way. Look at that Jerry Lee Lewis song, the Lewis way. That's the Trump way, is to punch back, not to take it in the teeth. If you want to call in tonight, 800-313-9443. I'm going solo. 800-313-9443. There are lots of you out there with rain checks, and so I'll honor those if you call in at any time in the next hour. 800-313-9443. Let's take a look at a couple of headlines here. This is one that's alarming. Missiles fired at the capital, Riyadh, of Saudi Arabia. It's the bad news. The good news is U.S. Patriot missiles knock them out. I like the sound of that. The Iran-backed Houthi rebels of Yemen fired a salvo of 7 ballistic missiles at Saudi Arabia on Sunday night, targeting the cities of Najran, Jamin, Shait, and the capital of Riyadh. I may have mispronounced some of those. Saudi Defense Forces say they were able to intercept all 7 missiles. 1 fatality and 2 injuries reported as debris from one of the intercepted missiles fell on a home in Riyadh and killed an Egyptian. And then there's spectacular video of the Patriot missiles going up and knocking those things out. And that's a success story. That U.S. missile system, that's a real trick to knock ballistic missiles out of the sky. So some geniuses in our military and our science world come up with a winner with a Patriot missile system. Associated Press reports a statement from the Houthi rebels that Riyadh's King Khalid International Airport was one of their targets. The AP added, the attack likely will spark criticism of Iran's role in the conflict as well. Houthis identified some of the missiles fired as a type that the United Nations and the West say comes from Tehran. Well, think about it, folks. The Yemeni rebels, there's no way they have any kind of missile above a shoulder-fired rocket. They couldn't even produce that. That would have to come from somebody else, too. But a ballistic missile, of course, that's provided by somebody who's a major actor. A little bit of a break right here. A good chance for you to call in. Stay tuned. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and
hey, I ain't yellow.
Boy, looking for a place,
do my
thing. If I don't want no handout living,
and
don't want a part of anything they're giving, I'm
proud and white.
A song.
Hey, we're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. 800-313-9443, a phone number. Keeping track here of an important book that's out, Secret Empires. I've got my copy sitting right here in front of me by Peter Schweitzer, the man who brilliantly broke the Uranium One scandal, which is now breaking over the head of Hillary Clinton. And should be enough. That one scandal alone should definitely be enough to put her in prison. It should be enough to put Robert Mueller in prison, because Robert Mueller, as head of the FBI at the time, he green-lighted the Uranium One sale of 20% of our uranium resources to Russia in a totally corrupt deal with the totally corrupt Clinton crime. That's all it is. Checking the new book, Secret Empires, which documents another angle, another story, which is how, well, very much related, though, because what was Uranium One? That was pay for play. You pay us enough money, as in $145 million deposited into the Clinton, the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea. Yes, Chelsea's one of the directors. Clinton Foundation, an utterly rogue, lawless foundation that's never been audited. Never been audited. Hasn't filed its proper papers, as Peter Schweitzer found out. Pay for play, $145 million deposited in there. And, you know, the way the game works is the payoff doesn't have to come in a personal check signed by whoever is actually paying. It can be routed, you know, it can be laundered through other people. And that can be, when looked at, very obvious, as it is in the case of the Clinton Foundation. But money laundered paid in, and the play, for that pay, you get some play. And what play did those paying into the Clinton Foundation get? They got 20% of our uranium capacity. And they got other things as well. Peter Schweitzer's new book documents how pay for play works with prominent families in American politics. Documents the Kerry family, John Kerry. You don't have to pay. Oh, and by the way, the money doesn't have to be paid to the key recipient. Doesn't have to go directly to Hillary. Could go to the foundation, but it can be even more direct. And what Schweitzer investigates is the very popular form of pay for play right now, especially employed by the Red Chinese. John Kerry doesn't need to get the money directly. How about giving the money to his relative? How about not directly to Joe Biden, but to his son? Ah. How about $1 billion in investments given to his son? That's exactly what happened. And then that was raised later to $1.3 billion. So money laundering, use cutouts, give it to relatives, and then the play you get is Joe Biden going squishy on Red China and their aggression, their war, really. It is a war against the United States. Their theft of our technology, their theft of our wealth. And so Peter Schweitzer documents this. Let's just check how the book's doing over here at Amazon.com. Speaking of wealthy people owned by Jeff Bezos. And the book is right now in the top 100 list at Jeff Bezos' Amazon. It's number 8, which is wonderful because there's some other books. They're just fluff books. So among substantive books, it's one of the top 3 or 4 books on Amazon. And Jeff Bezos himself, listed right now, at least it's a Wikipedia article on the richest people in the world, number one, at $112 billion. The Wikipedia article on Jeff Bezos himself lists his net worth as $130 billion. Jeff Bezos, 54 years old, still quite young. I'll come back to him in a moment. Bill Gates, number two, at $90 billion, 62. Warren Buffett, my sixth cousin here in Omaha, number three at $84 billion. He's 87, getting up there in years. Right after this break. Determined to try. Gotta keep my eyes from the circling sky.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in here on the Trump Phenomenon. Just going down the list of the wealthiest in the world. This is the world, not just the U.S. The wealthiest right here. There it is, right there. We were at third place with Warren Buffett at $84 billion. And he actually is my sixth cousin. Number four is Bernard Arnault, or Arnault, of France, $72 billion. Number five, another American. Four of the top five, Mark Zuckerberg, listed at $71 billion, but that has Facebook suffered further declines. His wealth is largely in Facebook. He's only 33 years old. And I don't know the religion of Bernard Arnault. I'm assuming he's a French Catholic. But Zuckerberg, the first Jewish person in the list, at number five with $71 billion. And then going down the list, the next five, Amancio Ortega of Spain. I won't go into that story. I think a Spanish Catholic. Carlos Slim of Mexico, at 67 billion and 78 years old. By the way, Amancio Ortega, very old at 81. And the Ortega in Spain, the story there is a, I believe, a clothing firm. Carlos Slim, 67 billion. Then we have two more Americans, Charles Koch at 60 billion and his brother David, both of them at 60 billion, 82 and 77 years respectively, owners of the, I believe, fully privately held Koch Industries, so not even listed on the stock exchange. They own that thing lock, stock, and barrel, including lots of barrels of oil. And they're now, boy, they seem to have problems, but ostensibly they are right-wingers. And I know people will gag at that statement, but they're not left-wingers. And they've historically have backed quite a few right-wing candidates, some of them quite good. But they seem to have problems in separating themselves from the neocons or the rhinos. And they were, the Koch brothers were, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, someone in the audience, they were distinctly never Trumpers. And I think they might still be. Again, I hope I'm wrong. Then another American, Larry Ellison of Oracle, trying to buy up the Hawaiian Islands, I believe, at $58 billion and 73 years old. So the only young man in the list, Zuckerberg, and he's got his hands full right now, doesn't he? And I mentioned that the he's the only Jewish guy, maybe on the whole list. I'm not sure. I've forgotten about Larry Ellison. I forgot what his religion is. But Zuckerberg being the only, some people think Jeff Bezos is Jewish. He's not at all. His dad is, I think his name was Gunderson. Let me look it up here real quickly. He's very interesting story, Jeff Bezos. Very brilliant guy. His dad's name is Gunderson. Jorgensen, sorry. Remembered that wrong. Born in Albuquerque, New Mexico. His father, I don't think he has, again, correct me if I'm wrong, his father left when he was only 4 years old, or he was adopted by the father with the name Bezos, who's a Cuban-American, when he was 4 years old. So Jorgensen was out of the picture. And I think Bezos is one of those amazing cases where he hasn't met his birth mother or father, in this case his father. Like, who else is famous for that? Apple's founder was famous. Steve Jobs never met his father, and I believe said, "I don't want to meet him." Isn't that strange? Very, very interesting. But Bezos is a white guy and of Christian roots. Mother was 17, still in high school. Her maiden name was, her maiden name is Gise, G-I-S-E. And her dad was a regional director of the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission in Albuquerque, Lawrence Preston Gise. Then he moved to Miami, Florida as a kid. And the rest is history. And we were just reading on his website, Amazon, which is just growing exponentially, taking over industry or business after business. I mean, Amazon, how big is Amazon? I never thought you'd ask. The Amazon right now has, see how many bazillion employees they have. Here it is. I dislike what Wikipedia does. Left-wingers have taken over in some sense, certainly on the biographical end of what you read on Wikipedia. Left-wingers have taken over at Wikipedia, but it's an invaluable resource that Jimmy Wales created. It's a brilliant idea, as Amazon was a brilliant idea. Warren Buffett, full of brilliant ideas. Bill Gates, the same story. Employees, revenue, $178 billion in a year. Operating income, $106 billion. Net income, not that great, only $3 billion. So the stock is leveraged upward. Employees, here's one for you. 566,000 employees. Holy mackerel. But a white guy owns it. And Bezos's percentage of ownership must be rather large. If he's rated at 70, he's rated as a worth of $112 billion, a company whose total assets are $131 billion. Net income, $3 billion. He must own a big chunk of that stock. And that company, think of this, folks, was founded only 23 years ago. So an interesting, kind of an interesting instance of what America can be, is all those wealthiest people there, Americans, not a coincidence. Speaking of such things, the stock market had its third largest rise. Let's go to Donald Trump about it on Twitter. Where is that Twitter comment by Donald Trump? Here it is right here. The economy is looking really good. It has been many years, he tweets hours ago, since we have seen this kind of numbers. The underlying strength of companies has perhaps never been better. So much fake news, never been more voluminous or more inaccurate, but through it all, our country is doing great. And then here's this item here. Breaking news, the Dow posts the third best one-day point gain. President Trump tweeted this to us 5 hours ago, ever. It looks like I'm seeing here graphic that Donald Trump is linking to 670 points. Is that right? And then here's another interesting item. Tweet from Donald Trump 22 hours ago. Howie Carr just wrote a book. Now, I'm not that familiar with Howie Carr. I think I'll look him up and find out more about him. I haven't listened to his show. Don't know much about him. But he just wrote a book, writes Donald Trump, which everyone is talking about. He was a great help. He is a veteran journalist who had a great influence in New Hampshire and beyond. He calls it, being the Trump campaign, the Trump phenomenon, he calls it the most amazing political campaign of modern times. The book is called What Really Happened. Enjoy, says Donald Trump. Make America great again. And here it is. I'm looking at the red, white, and blue cover with Donald Trump. How Donald J. Trump saved America from Hillary Clinton. He saved us from a lot more than just Hillary. Saved us from going over the edge of the cliff. And just a personal anecdote here. I was one of the principal subjects of a book entitled What Really Happened to the Class of 65, which is published somewhere around, I graduated in 65. Well, it's in the title, isn't it? 65. I think another radio host, Michael Medved, who was, sat next to me in class in high school, and we were on the same debate team, the same quiz team. I spent time at his house when he was a kid, then later as an adult. But Michael Medved was the author of that book, What Really Happened to the Class of 65. And I like the fact that Republic Broadcasting Network has a great host with a show called What Really Happened, Michael Rivero's What Really Happened, which is the best website with that What Really Happened name. But that's, Howie Carr likes the title, so he put it into his book, and on Amazon that's listed right now as ranking at number This number will go up after 100 million people read Donald Trump's tweet. But it was, before that tweet, it was number 623 in the top 100 listing at Amazon. Watch that rocket up tomorrow. And looks like Howie Carr is an interesting guy. Boston organized crime boss Whitey Bulger, with whom Robert Mueller cavorted. He had relations within the FBI in Boston with Whitey Bulger. Was so corrupt relations. Whitey Bulger was so infuriated by Howie Carr's groundbreaking reporting there in Boston that he once put out a murder contract on Carr, a story detailed on 60 Minutes. At his 2013 trial on murder and racketeering charges, Bulger tried to have Carr banned from the courtroom by calling him as a defense witness. Now imprisoned for life in Arizona, the crime czar still says his greatest regret was not murdering Howie Carr when he had the chance. Whoa. This is an interesting guy. I think I want to read this book. Carr once taught a course at Harvard where he had to cross a picket line against himself to get to his own class. And I like this also. Well, let's see. I like a book with this kind of reaction. I like a president with this kind of reaction. I like a president who's either loved or hated. Not much in between. I like that. And this book so far has 37 reviews. It only gets 3 stars because half the people give it 5 stars, half the 37, and half give it 1 star. That says to me, it's a real good book. In other words, our enemies hate it. Our friends love it. Oh, one of the reviewers says, I see all the trolls showed up after the president's tweet. Howie has no equal, another one writes. And another reviewer says, perhaps you've heard of Hillary Clinton's book entitled, What Happened? It should have a question mark on it. The title actually is, What Happened? It really should be, What Happened? I wasn't very far into her book until I began to gag. Not long after that, I regretted paying for her book. After reading Howie's book, I realized what really did happen. And I think you may too, if you don't already know. He may have some questionable opinions about some things, but when it comes to journalism, he does confirm his sources and uses factual information. I recommend this book. He's written other books that are recommended, The Brothers Bulger and Kennedy Babylon. So these 5-star reviewers really like the book. Carr's concise and clear indictment of the Clintons rivals Peter Schweizer's Clinton Cash. We mentioned Peter Schweizer. That Clinton Cash is the book in which he nails Hillary Clinton on Uranium One and Robert Mueller and Rod Rosenstein and all the others. Here's a person who writes something, and this is topical now, folks. With YouTube, Facebook, these social and large websites on which we can post, doing weird things to our posting abilities. In other words, they are now becoming more openly part of the deep state, part of the enemy apparatus. And this poster gives 5 stars to Howie Carr, then says, I'm just here waiting until Amazon deactivates all the positive ratings because, quote, Russian bots, in ironic quotes, in the same vein, are operating in the same vein that they removed all the negative ratings from Hillary's propaganda book, What Happened? So there you go. Let's go to a caller right now, George in Texas. George, what's on your mind?
Well, how you doing? You know, this is probably a little bit changing the subject, but, I think, icon in Georgia died last weekend of Parkinson's disease. I'll get you on the other side of the break.
The other side of the break. Who is it, by the way? What's the name?
Governor and Senator Zell Miller.
Okay, we'll come right back to that. Stay with us, George.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Yes, that's us, folks. Politically incorrect. Thanks for joining us, and one of our politically incorrect listeners, George in Texas, talking about Zell Miller. I spent the break reading up on Zell Miller, George, and tell us what you had to say.
I'm not saying I agreed everything he stood for. One thing I do know that he did love his country, and he did want to do right by his own constituents, whether he was a governor or when he was with the Senate as a senator. I mean, when Bush tried to cut taxes he voted for it, and he tried to vote in favor of national security issues. He written a book called The National Party No More, and I read that book. And everything that's going on with the Democrats right now, he predicted to a T. It's just too bad he never switched parties. And later on his political...
I will be a Democrat till the day I die. So there are a number of Southerners who were the old line, segregation-era Democrats, about whom that's true. And Zell Miller ran for Congress in 61, or he ran for office back in the 60s, as were most Democratic politicians in the South, which was entirely Democratic. There were really no very few Republican elected officials in the South. In the 60s, he was a segregationist. And he did proclaim that the Democratic Party, as you say, had gone to the left and was utterly hopeless. An interesting man, and he died March 23rd, 2018. So I guess he's a man to commemorate. He died only a couple of days ago, George.
I gotta say, he wasn't out to get the country, and even like in his latter part of his political career, he went from being pro-choice to pro-life. It was just on the tip of my tongue. He's been pro-gun.
He was a member of the board of directors of the NRA.
Yes, and the thing is, not all Democrats back in that day were bad Democrats. Not all of them were Klansmen or racist. They weren't. I mean, they did look out for their constituents.
And George, speaking of that question of racism, which we'll have to defer it to tomorrow, George. Thank you very much we might have a chance to talk about Zell Miller, a very interesting guy.
Hey, thank you.
And a real patriot. We'll see you, George, and all the rest of us will be together again tomorrow night. See you then.
Don't stop believing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.